Bookstores in Manhattan are becoming as scarce as newsstands and neighborhood diners. So many thought it sounded like good news this week when the Strand Bookstore on Broadway in Lower Manhattan was designated to be a city landmark. Nancy Bast-Wyden, whose family opened the store 92 years ago, isn't celebrating.
We consider that we're already a landmark, that we don't need the city to come in and put red tape and bureaucracy, and they just add needless expenses to us. It's really no honor.
Strand is a kind of Yankee Stadium of bookstores, huge, historic, and the setting for rom-coms and New York memories. It sells new and used books, summer bestsellers, and small press academic tomes, esoterica and erotica, all on four floors in New York's East Village neighborhood. We spoke with Nancy Bast-Wyden in one of the aisles in which her store shelves what their slogan proclaims to be 18 miles of books. She says landmark status will just drive up the cost of their store staying in business. For example, if they need to replace the Strand's signature red awnings, they'll have to work through the Landmarks Preservation Commission.
I would have to bring samples of the material I want to use. I'd have to have schematics of it. I'd have to get their approval on the color sample. They said to me everything but the lettering is up to them.
And this would be not just an imposition, but you feel it would be an added cost?
It is added cost. Everybody we talked to said it's 2 to 3 times the amount of cost.
Nancy Bast-Wyden and her supporters have circulated petitions to oppose landmark status for the Strand. They got 11,000 signatures. The Landmarks Commission still voted 8-0 to make a change the owner and much of the neighborhood does not want. She considers this act an effective takeover of a private business.
And I just think it's unfair that a government agency just comes in and takes over ownership in it.
So you're concerned that the added cost might make it more difficult for you to actually continue to run a bookstore here?
Well, look around you. I mean, how many bookstores are there? We run on fragile margins, and we employ a lot of people. We have 288 employees, most of which are unionized. There's so many vacancies in retail. Amazon's been a huge disruptor, and it's not easy.
Yeah, and we have seen that in Manhattan a lot, haven't we?
Yes, we have, yeah. I mean, we have our challenges, but we're so grateful for all our customers, so loyal and such smart people that come in and buy from us. But every year, our expenses keep increasing.
I got to tell you, to a lot of people on the outside, particularly outside of New York City, having your place designated a civic landmark sounds like such a compliment and such a wonderful way of guaranteeing your future.
I mean, some people have congratulated me, and I said, no, this is no congratulations. This is a punishment.
Can the Strand bookstore continue to be in business here if it's a city landmark? I'll put it to you in the most blunt possible terms.
It's going to be more difficult, but we've adapted for 92 years, so we're figuring it out. It's my family's labor of love.
Nancy Bast-Wyden, owner of the Strand bookstore in Lower Manhattan, now a city landmark, whether they like it or not. And this note in a blog post, Sarah Carroll, who is chair of the Landmarks Preservation Commission, wrote, "The commission recognizes that in this retail environment, businesses need the flexibility to adapt quickly." She also said the commission released guidelines to help owners get faster approval.